go to you, Mr. Nashley, Greg Donald. We will go straight to questions, so if you do have one, please raise your hand, and we will get started. Sam, to your right.
Greg, what do you make of the performance tonight? Obviously, a bad result for you guys, not what you wanted to see out there. What were your thoughts?
Not the result we wanted. I think when I look at the game, and I talk to the guys that in the locker room after the game, I think the first thing that stands out to me was desire of Canada, and give them credit. But having said that, the minimum we expect is to match that, and we need to compete on every single play in games like this, and that's important. And I don't think it was lack of effort. I don't think it was purposeful, but I wasn't happy with the desire that we displayed tonight to win the soccer game. Too many 50-50 balls we lost, and that hurt us.
Doug, Greg, how do you explain that? And also the follow-up, the decision to take Christian off at the 60th minute, what went into that?
So, we talked about this being our first experience as a group playing away from home, and we talked about embracing that. We talked about the challenges that it's going to face, and, it's more than just talk, right? When you get on the field in environments like this, this is where you need to back it up by actions, and this is where you need to, to show that desire and show that we're not going to be broken by the home opponent. So, again, disappointed in that. The decision to take Christian out of the game, he was struggling with flu-like symptoms, light fever for the last 2 days, and he wanted to continue. You can see the disappointment in his face, and we had to make that decision. We made the decision based on not sure how much he had left. We wanted to inject some energy into the team.
Jeff, you want to go? You good?
Greg,
I
was wondering if you could elaborate just on the midfield play tonight. I mean, you guys had a lot of difficulty bringing the ball out of your own half. Why do you think that was?
When I think about that tonight, what stands out to me is just the sloppiness with the ball. Too many miscontrolled touches, too many missed passes, too many easy things that we normally make that we weren't making tonight. And, what they did with their midfield is they played a diamond. They're very compact in the central spaces. And our idea was to move the ball from one side, find the free fullback on the opposite side of the field, penetrate, do that again. And then we can start opening up that diamond. And when we did that, it was good. And we were able to gain ground and move them around the field. And when we didn't do that, due to lack of cleanliness on the ball or playing down the same side and letting that diamond shift over, we got trapped. And, that hurt us from really developing nice buildups.
Second round.
I guess elaborating on that, Canada obviously in the past had played usually more three in the midfield, and then they came at you, I guess they identified something, they went with four in the midfield. How did that... did that kind of surprise you in terms of preparation and how it affected you guys playing? Did you try to rectify that coming in the second half?
Well, so the game plan I could imagine for them was to keep the middle really tight, use the two boys up top to counterattack. And that gave us trouble. I mean, we had some close calls in the first half. I thought it was relatively under control. In the second half, we came out and started to get more control of the match. And then it was just about the middle wasn't going to be open anymore. It was going to be about finding the wide spaces and exploiting that and getting them to shift. And, we didn't train that. So, it was on the fly, and we did it successfully sometimes and other times not so successfully.
Ivis.
As far as Davies goes, stranger to what he can do, but it seemed like you guys had a lot of trouble with him, and he put her all over the field. Was there anything about him that surprised you tonight, or...?
I don't think so. I think he just had, he has a great physical ability to stretch the defense, and I think that's what ended up hurting us a little bit. When I think about, the goal, is a great ball from our field, the first goal. But other than that, when I'm thinking about his chances that he created, he caused more havoc than clear cut chances, in my mind.
Sam.
Greg, I know it's just one game, but this is the first loss to Canada in over three decades.
It's a competitive fixture, being Nations League. What do you think this loss and this performance says about the overall state of the program?
I wouldn't make a statement about the program based on this game. And, you know, the reason why is these games are difficult. And, you know, it was never going to be easy to come in here and win the game. There was no way. I mean, when you look at their quality, when you look at their team, when you look at where they are right now, it wasn't going to be an easy game. And, you know, we have to accept that. I think all of us have to accept that. That, you know, we wanted to win the game. And hopefully we're going to keep improving. And hopefully we're going to start winning games on the road. But tonight wasn't the night to do it.
Doug.
Greg, in the first half especially, when you got out of your half, it seemed like Christian was going up against 4, 5, 6 defenders at times. We've seen that in the past. How do you get a bit more support for him in those situations?
You know, it's nice when he can attract opponents. And then I think when you saw there was a glimpse of a combination when he played Josh, and Josh tried to play Weston behind the line. You know, that's the type of thing that we imagine will happen when he's attracting so many players. He had some space in the counterattack, but when they got into a low block, you know, guys were really shifting, making it difficult for him. And, you know, that's going to happen. He's a class player, and when you have players that are, you know, that shifty and that good 1v1, there is going to be more attention paid to him.
Second round, when you're right.
Greg, did you expect it to be quite such a physical contest today, and how do you expect this to carry into the matchup?
That's a good question. You know, I think I did expect them to play that physical. And again, when we talk about, you know, the biggest disappointment in my eyes was the desire. And you know, that desire leads to physical games. Desire leads to them competing on every single play. When you saw the emotion that they played with, you know, guys like Piet, I mean, the, you know, Victoria in the back, you know, these guys were playing with emotion. And we didn't match that. And then it carried them into being physical on every play, you know, sometimes on the borderline of being a little bit dirty. But that's soccer. You know, that's how the game is played sometimes, and we have to come to terms with that side of the game.
Jeff?
I could follow up earlier about, you know, the question about Christian. A lot of times it seems like he was leading the counter almost by himself. Did you want Josh, especially in the first half, dropping that deep to help out defensively? Or?
I don't understand that question.
It seemed a couple of times like Josh was dropping so deep into your own half, or, you know, the U.S. team's own half defensively, that when you guys did break, he wasn't really there to be an outlet or to help out Christian. Mm-hmm. Why did you think he was dropping so deep?
Well, I think it's the moment of transition, right? When we win the ball, now we need to activate. You know, we want to keep compact blocks. We want to keep compactness between our lines. You know, the forward will drop down and prevent anything from coming in the middle. But when we win the ball, now we need to activate and really get out in the break.
Last one, Ivis.
As far as Michael goes, teams that you've played have definitely focused on trying to neutralize his influence. And coming into this game, Canadians seem to talk a lot about that, about taking him into deep waters, was the comment that Art Bell said.
Into what?
Taking Michael into deep waters, like making him work, making it difficult for him. How do you think he did, and how tough is that when you have opponents that are, you know, trying to neutralize him, and how do you think he's dealing with it?
So when we talk about a diamond, you know, they have a natural attacking midfield that can play closer to him. Because of that, we dropped Roldan deeper to kind of interfere with that man marking. And then Michael's role was to switch the field, to get it from one side to another. And you know, at times it was good. At times he executed it perfectly. Other times, you know, like every player on the field, it seemed like our touch was a bit off today and miscontrolled balls when we were in good positions. But, you know, I think at times he executed it well.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everyone.